Lola adopted the motto of strong women, strong nation. And the entire country can be strong with the full participation of women in every aspect of national development and in every aspect of social and cultural life.
Hello, respected viewers, and welcome to Good People, Good Works. Timor-Leste, a country located on the eastern end of Timor Island in Southeast Asia, is known as the world's youngest nation as it became independent in 2002. Today we'll go to Dili, the capital, to visit the Alola Foundation, a non-profit organization that promotes the rights of women and children and nurtures women as leaders. The foundation was established in 2001 by the nation's first lady, Ms. Christy Swart Guzmão, who is the wife of His Excellency Xanana Guzmão, Prime Minister of Timor-Leste. She currently serves as the foundation's chairwoman. She is also the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, Goodwill Ambassador for Education, and is the chair of the UNESCO National Commission for Timor-Leste.
Women and children are amongst the most vulnerable sections of society, both here in Timor-Leste and in many countries. And they often lack the political clout to actually have a voice and to be able to articulate their special needs. And this is a problem not only here in Timor, but all around the world. So we need to pay special attention and ensure that women and children do have a voice, do have a say in issues affecting their lives, including policy, you know, government legislation. These are all really important issues for the future of a country.
The 132 member strong foundation staff work hard to provide a range of services to the women and children of Timor-Leste, offering programs through the following four departments: maternal and child health, education, economic development, advocacy. The chief executive officer of the foundation is Ms. Teresa Verdil de Aruzu.
Our principle is equality, fairness, participation and respect. So everywhere, if you mention strong women's donation, but oh, that's Alola. And all of our programs, we try to support the governments. So four main programs here actually related to our government's priority. We are very lucky to have a program that's connect to our government priorities and also the MDGs, Millennium Development Goals.
And many of the issues faced by women in this country, both in the maternal and child health sphere, in the advocacy sphere too, and in the areas of economic empowerment, they are experiences that many women in the region and indeed around the world share. And I think that we've come up with a number of innovative projects and programs to address some of these issues, all of them with a very clear principle and foundation in building the capacity and the education levels of people, mainly women and children, at the grassroots level.
Most of the foundation's work is community-based, with extensive networks of groups and support workers. The programs have achieved great results, and due to the heightened awareness of women's rights, more and more women are joining the organization.
So, Bahalau program here is three to Ami Ba. Most the rumor that Tinang Yadal Ida, Kadalarua, Ami Sempre Bolo, Ami Beneficiary Seramaya Moto can encounter here Alola, here Dili, Parasirabel Hetang Malo, who see the city to name a differencia. Tamba Ami Ihamos, left one Nebe Maplahanesang. Diferencia los se cara sira suru malu dan ne capaz de debes y liba feto bahira sira fila uma ho hamnasa tama botutu sira fahete hoste ne colega sira.
Over time we broadened our mandate, our mission, if you like, to include services and public education campaigns for women on maternal and child health issues, on exclusive breastfeeding, and setting up grassroots structures to support the knowledge and education of women and young girls about the importance of certain practices such as exclusive breastfeeding.
Timor-Leste's maternal and infant mortality rates have been among the highest in Southeast Asia. Thus, the Alola Foundation started the Maternal and Child Health Program in 2003 to increase the number of safe births and improve the health of babies by building awareness of the best breastfeeding practices.
Hello, Haminarang Angelina Fernandez. Ha servisu nudar partera. Servisi programa saudi materno no infantil. Programa ne hala liba iha promoção susu beng inenia ba kosakoang. Namos programa kona ba maternidade seguro.
Ami insa tu hasai nutrisão ba bebe ho ba labari ko inang ninia. Lihusi promoção susu beng inang niang. Tamba ihane barak liu amnia labarik siramak iha mal nutrisaun mos numero mortalidade balabarik tinan lima mos astambane importante ami servisu atu fo conhecimento basira unsa atu fo importancia ba iha fo susubeng fulang neng eksklusivo ba bebe la osa atu fo hahan sedu balaba ba bebe.
According to statistics, 90% of women in Timor-Leste give birth at home. Alola has thus established what are called mother support groups in 9 of the country's districts. Currently, 32 groups with more than 200 volunteer members are providing free consultations to pregnant women regarding maternal health and advice on infant care to new mothers.
Atu atividade ne sucesso a Fundação Alola halau esforço serviço amoto com Ministério da Saúde nomos parceiro Siracelo halau treinamento kona ba aconselhamento fosu subeng inanian e distrito Sia vamos treinamento ne vamos pessoal Saúde Sira nomos ba grupo suporta ina ne be atu suporta fosu subeng exclusivo e a comunidade maksai sai papel importante voluntário na ia comunidade e ato program ida fale ato halai liba ia maternidade seguro o bele bolo pessoal saúde ato bele fo parto ia uma área ia serviço da nemos inclui buka solução ba iha família ne behetan dificuldade atu bele fornece transporte atu bele ajuda caso ne be emergency wanhira iha complicação wanhira parto atu bele ajuda da lais lor ba iha hospital.
Tais, or the traditional handmade textiles of Timor-Leste, are an important part of the nation's cultural heritage. To encourage economic development and help women increase their family income, Alola Esperanza LTA, a subsidiary of the foundation, operates the Alola Textile Center and Taibesi Sewing Center, which produce Timorese crafts and textiles. The Textile Center partners with local women weavers who earn money when their items are sold at the foundation's Alola shop. The foundation also employs 30 women at the sewing center, with their handiwork also showcased at the shop.
Ba desenvolvimento econômico, programa de ne harelu ba hud atu onsa atu hadia fetoni economia. Nomos atu hareba pote samba cultura liliu hareba tais. So rendimento família ninia kami fo treino basira kona ba a qualidade nomos cor nomos oinsa sira atu fo defini basirnia falling batais
how ninaran Helen Gomez how hanesa gerente ba Loza Alola Esperanza nian how akara fo kunyesi tu andet kona ba amini Loza amini Loza ne iha produto yuing nebe halo husitais. Hanya sang kita boleh sehari ia televisyen dan eh. I produk tu nebe mai ia hanya sang pasta, kartera kikuang, I pasta na mi fahe pa pasta feto niyang ho pasta manen niyang balu-balu. I kartera mo so niya modelo ngayon. Tais na be ami halo ba produto. Ami servisu hamutu ko programa fundasaun alola niyang ekonomi desenvolvimento. Sira ma bahaya distrito, identifique grupo na be ma berhalo tais. E isira lori tais mahene, ami hola tais. Ami hodi falwam ni sentro suku fatinge taibesi, hodi halo filfali taiser ne ba pasta, ho produto serbe hanisang wing haudihan, atu ema bele hakara kli holatan. Tamba ema lao sakara hola tais de it, may be as vez ema mu sakara hola ba tais, may be saite na ba pasta, carteira, ho ropa mos.
After several years of promotion, Alola products have received the international community's attention, and some items have been stocked at the Museum and Art Gallery of the Northern Territory in Australia. Oxfam shops, which are run by the international development charity Oxfam, feature products produced by disadvantaged people around the world. In 2009, the Oxfam shops in Australia decided to carry Alola's handicrafts. The education and the advocacy departments also play important roles in helping the foundation fulfill its mission. There are two programs offered by the education department. One is the Friendship School program, where a small number of Dili area schools are linked to Australian schools to promote ties between the wonderful children of these two neighboring nations. In the school visit program, members of the education department visit Dili-based schools to aid teachers with curriculum development and introduce students to new ideas. Activities that are part of the program include painting, creating collages, storytelling and story reading, art activities to decorate classrooms, and outdoor games. One of the key components of the advocacy program is the Women's Resource Center, which was established in 2003. Among the varied offerings of the center are computer literacy and life skill courses.
I'm very, very proud of the work that the staff of the Alola Foundation are doing, both in our education program, in our advocacy program. I think it's very important as a staff that we have a very strong sense of team spirit, of working together towards the same goal of empowering the women and children of this country to play, you know, a full and active role in the life of the nation. And I just encourage all of the staff of Alola and everyone involved to be mindful always of our constituency and keep always their interests and their needs in mind.
We'd like to sincerely thank former First Lady Christy Sword Guzmawi, Teresa Verdiel de Aruzu, and the other members of the Alola Foundation for continually seeking to advance the welfare of women and children in Timor-Leste. For more details on the Alola Foundation, please visit www.alolafoundation.org. Bright viewers, thank you for your presence on today's program. Please join us again on Good People, Good Works next Sunday for the conclusion of our series, Profiling the Alola Foundation. Coming up next is The World Around Us after Noteworthy News. May all the world's women and children wear happy, beautiful smiles every day.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/GPGW.